good to see those that are out this morning. And pray that the lesson in which they have decided to talk about would be of some benefit to you, or at least if you are a Christian, that it may help you in maybe talking to others. I don't know if you've ever been confronted with the thought of people telling you that you're just causing people to go to hell. Things in which that you say and the things in which that you teach is causing people to go to hell. Now, I've had that said to me. I don't know about you. But I would like for us to think about, as we look to some scripture, and hopefully that we can maybe better understand some of the things in which that we're going to talk about. And that is the thought of preaching others into hell. Whenever that we look to the Bible, and whenever that we look to what the scriptures teach, is it really true that we are preaching people into hell? Whenever that we look to the Bible, and whenever that we begin to investigate what the Bible has to say, we must realize that God is or God is not. It is either there is a God or there is not a God. You cannot be on neutral ground. Either God exists or God doesn't exist. Either God created this world or there was nothing created by Him at all. So whenever that we think about God and realizing, when we try to help others to understand what the Bible says and that God really does exist, are we causing them, if they fail to believe in God, causing them to be lost? And the thing about it is that if preaching what the Bible says causes people to go to hell, then it is very true that Jesus Himself would be accused of the same thing. Because Luke 13 and verse 3, Jesus said, "I tell you nay, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Now, if preaching what God says causes people to go to hell, then Jesus, along with the prophets before Him, the ones that were inspired to write what we have here today, the apostles and other writers, then they are guilty of the very same thing, if that statement is true. Because what we preach from the Word of God, if it is true, then we need to realize that that's not what causes people to be lost. And those in which that make that statement will themselves condemn what they preach. And any time that we condemn, or any time that we contradict what we have said, then certainly both statements can't be true. And if the apostles would have contradicted themselves, then what they said would not be true. If Jesus would have contradicted Himself, what He said would not have been true. If the prophets contradicted themselves, then what they said would have not have been true. Is the Bible true? Or is the Bible untrue? If the Bible is true, then we have to accept it. If the Bible is untrue, then we can just throw it away and don't worry about it. Because everything will work out the best for us in the end anyhow, if that's how our nature would lead us to believe. But certainly whenever that we look to the Bible, and whenever we look to what God says, and preachers today that tell us, well, you need to know something about Jesus in order to go to heaven. At least most of them do, but others in which they go in complete different directions. In other words, they don't claim that you have to believe in Jesus at all. That you can go by your feelings, your own thoughts, your own ideas, your own way of life, your own walk of life. Whatever you choose in life to be your God, then that is going to be your God.
But when it comes to preaching,
now, when you think about preaching,
and when you think about what
the Bible teaches, well, let us just think just for a moment. If I stood in a pulpit and I preached that a person had to hear what God had to say, now, am I causing people to go to hell because I preach that? If I tell individuals, you're going to have to hear what God says, am I preaching them into hell? Why, certainly not. Because whenever that we look to what the Bible says about hearing, Jesus teaches us that those who hear his word would not be foolish. In Matthew 7, 24 through 28. And you remember this, how he compared the wise man and the foolish man? Well, then I know from the scriptures that there is something in the Bible that tells me I need to hear. Because when you look back again to some of the prophecies of the Old Testament and some of the sayings of the prophets back there, and Isaiah chapter 55 and about verse 3, he tells us to hear and your soul shall live. Now, if I come to the conclusion then, and this is the only thing I want to know about God, I just hear and I'm going to live. I just hear and I've got salvation. Now, certainly, when we think about that, is that all we have to do? Well, when I go on through the teaching of the scripture, and I realize that there is much more about hearing than just them believing, I must hear the right thing. Now, I realize, don't get me wrong, I realize that there are preachers out there that are preaching people into hell, in the sense of what they are teaching and what they're telling people to respond to. But again, you see, they're teaching that people need to hear something. Why would they have all these programs on television, on radio, if they didn't expect people to hear it? You see, they're, in their minds, they're simply getting to the point where that people need to hear what we have to say. And I agree, people does need to hear what God has to say, but not necessarily what we have to say. Because we may be saying things that is wrong and contrary to the will of God. But I do know whenever I turn, you remember back into the Old Testament in Deuteronomy 18? In Deuteronomy 18, it talks about a prophet that was going to come. And Moses says, you're going to hear him. Now, he goes on down into the chapter, and he tells us that if a prophet would say something and it didn't come to pass, then that prophet would be put to death. Now, when you go over into the New Testament, and you'll find from Acts chapter 3 and verse 22, you're in the sermon that was preached by the Apostle Peter. He says, for Moses truly said, now Moses truly said something. He sure made that point that we are to get today. Moses truly said, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you off your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things. And we need to get that, don't we? We are to hear Jesus in A-L-L, all things. And it would come to pass that every soul that would not hear that prophet would be destroyed from among the people. And you remember in Acts chapter 7, Stephen makes the same statement. And that statement must be very important for it to be told back there in Deuteronomy 18. And then again in Acts chapter 3. And again, you notice from Acts chapter 7, these two preachers. It must be one of the good texts of the Bible for them to make that statement. You know, we sometimes get into the thought where that every time maybe we'll bring up some little, and you know, you've heard that in time past. You get some of these preachers that are hobby writers, and they get on one point, and that's all they can ever stay on because they can't get nowhere else. And yet we find that we are to hear Jesus in all things. Now, in all things. Now, when you think about the fact that the Lord said, that is, God said, those who would not hear will be destroyed from among the people. Now, if we preach people has to hear the word of God, are we preaching people into hell? Why, certainly not. We're trying to save them from going there. Because when we preach all of God's word, and whenever that we reference out everything that God said on hearing, you know what I come up with? I come up with a passage like in Acts 18 and verse 8. That many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Now, when you think about that, it's important. Why? Because that's the only way that faith can come. The only way that faith can come is from hearing what God has to say. It's the only way. Only way that faith can come. But you know, we have people out there that has a tendency to believe or lead, their minds is led to believe that some way, somehow, that if you're out there in the world and that you are a sinner, that God will in some miraculous way, through the Holy Spirit, make the word known to you what you need to do in life. Just the other day, in sitting on a Bible class, and questions come popped up in that order, in that way. And I made mention, I said, where the gospel of Christ has not gone, there is no Christians. Why? Because people has to hear what God has to say before they can do anything about it. Because man doesn't have a mind strong enough to make the right kind of changes in life that God expects man to do. It's not in man that walketh to direct his own steps, Jeremiah 23. Our ways is not God's ways, Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. So where the gospel hasn't went, there can't be any Christians. There can't be. Because you have to hear in order to live. And Jesus tells us in John 5:25, when the dead shall hear the voice of God, and they that hear shall live. When we are willing to submit to what we have heard, then we can be what God wants us to be. And so preaching that people has to hear the word of God is not preaching them into hell. You know, sometimes in Jesus' discussions with some of them that were, you know, coming in contact with him, and he would make a statement such as, you have heard that it's been said. Like an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Certainly. The Old Testament teaches that when a person would harm someone else, then that they were to be harmed in the sense of bringing justice. But Jesus made that clear. You've heard. You've heard. And when we hear what God has to say and we fail to respond to it, you know what's going to happen? We're going to end up being lost. If God tells us to do something and we don't do it, are we keeping the commandments of God? Surely not. And God has only promised blessings on those who do His commandments. Revelation 22:14. He's only promised those blessings. And we need to realize that God's promises is in Christ. And I need to realize that God is true. You remember in Romans 3:4 where it said, let God be true. And if you notice that statement, there is a Jehovah's Witness book out, and that book says on it, on the front of it, let God be true. Let God be true. But I can tell you one thing in talking with them. If God was true in their minds, in the sense of accepting all that He has to say, then I don't believe they'd be where they are. But they don't want to accept what the Bible has to say. They don't want to accept the teachings of the Scripture. So we must be willing and just telling people they need to hear. You need to hear about Jesus. And that can come about in the sense of, well, won't you go to services with us sometime? Or won't you come to services? Won't you come and visit with us and hear the gospel? Is that causing people to go to hell? No, it's not. Hearing the gospel is not going to cause people to go to hell, because in fact, they're already headed in that direction, and that's trying to keep them from going there. We look at another thought. Whenever that we preach that a person has to believe, whenever that we tell people that you must believe the Word of God in order to go to heaven, is that causing them? Is that preaching them into hell? Surely not. Surely not. Because there are individuals out there who would like to play in the middle ground. In other words, they don't want to accept all that God says, but they want to accept some of the other things in life. You know, they want to accept, well, I believe in the Bible creation, but yet I also believe, I lean toward evolution as well. You can't do both. Either the Bible is true on creation, or it's false. If the Bible is not true on creation, then we are just wasting our time being here. Because there's nothing else. It'd be a book of lies if the Bible wasn't true on creation. We must accept the record that God has given of His Son. You remember 1 John 5:10? This is the record that God has given us. Eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, but he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now, the record that God gave of Jesus Christ, you remember when you go back and notice from John chapter 1? He said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and He was the light of men. But the thing about it is that all things were made by Him. Who? Jesus Christ. If everything was made by Jesus Christ, and people, they were over, you know, Revelation 3:14, where Jesus, it talked about the fact being beginning the creation of God, and here they say, well, oh, here's a creation. God created Jesus Christ. How could He? If John 1 is true. All things were created by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. And it can't be a fact that Jesus was created, because you can't create yourself. You have to exist before that you can make your life any way different or changing. You can't make yourself. You can't do it. Jesus was the creator of all things. In Him, it says, was life. And God's record that this life is in His Son. And if you have the Son, you have life. In other words, if you're not a Christian, you don't have the life that He's talking about. And when we look at life, we think, well, just people out there walking around. No, that's not necessarily the life He's talking about there. He's talking about that eternal life that abides within us. This life is in His Son. And he that hath the Son of God has that life abiding in him. Remember, Jesus talked about in John 10, He came for a purpose. He said, I came to give life and to give it more abundantly. When we look at passages like John 8, and 24, where it says, I say therefore unto you that you shall die in your sin, for if you believe not that I am He, you'll die in your sins. Is that just believing that Jesus came here and He lived and He died? Is that the only thing necessary to believe? You see, there's more to believing that He existed. More to that. What did Jesus do? What did He accomplish? What did He bring into existence? Sure, Jesus was the Son of God. That's true. Jesus also was the one who died in our stead. Jesus purchased the church with His blood. No one else ever did that. Jesus is the King of kings. He was given a kingdom to be king over. And when I think about when Jesus said, I am He, I think about, well, if He is the one, then it's true then that I must believe all that He says. I must believe all that He says. You see, sometimes there are those who say, well, you don't really have to believe that. If He said it, then we are to believe it. Now, we may not understand everything about it, but we are to believe it. People today that, and especially, you know, there's issues in which that they say if you preach it, then you're going to cause preaching people right into hell. Well, what if we preach faith? Are we preaching people into hell? Now, these preachers out there on the radio and TV and in pulpits today are saying you're going to have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, don't you know preachers? You're making the same statement. Only thing is that you're contradicting what you're claiming. Because we teach that the Bible teaches baptism in order to go to heaven. But their claim is, well, if you preach that, if you've got to do that, you're just preaching. What about all these people that's never been baptized? You're preaching them right into hell. No. What about the atheists? When you preach, you've got to believe. Ain't you preaching those atheists right in hell? If that argument is true. But preaching what God says, never. It's never for the purpose of causing people to be lost. Never. Now, I know sometime maybe that there is a possibility that the way we handle what God says can cause individuals to turn off. And I just wish that I had the wisdom enough to know enough that I would never say anything that would cause people to turn God's message off. But I'm not that smart. I'm not that wise. I can only do the best I can with that message. But telling people that if you don't believe that Jesus is who he says he is, you're going to die in your sins, that's not preaching them into hell. But you know, when we take every time we look at that word, all the word that talks about belief, believing, and you know, you'll come up with, like I quoted a while ago from Acts 18:8, many of the Corinthians yearned, believed, were baptized. But you also come up with another one, like in Mark 16 and verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So you got baptism again. But I see our time is gone, and hopefully we'll maybe get into a little bit more things this evening, hopefully. And if you're not a Christian, you need to realize that when people preach the Word of God, and I'm talking about those who are dedicated to the truth and preaching what the truth is, their purpose is not to cause you to go to hell. But our sole purpose is to rescue you from going to hell. To try to encourage you not to go there. But Jesus said, if you don't repent, you're going to perish. And if you're subject to invitation, you need to come altogether. Stand and sing. Song selected.